All right then. Ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We're glad that you're here with us this evening, giving up your part of your Thursday night to participate in your planning and zoning process. I want to assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and according to the rules of the commission. Speaking of the rules of the commission, I would like to direct your attention to our counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Wheatley. This is the time for the scheduled public hearings before the commission as shown on the agenda tonight, and these proceedings are conducted under the rules of the commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view and hear the deliberations and the votes on each application. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Every person in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please do not do anything that detracts from these proceedings and follow the direction of the chairman. If you have a telephone, BlackBerry, or similar device, please turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings are conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Once that occurs, then the applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and may present relevant exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and any witness called by the applicant. After the applicant completes her presentation, the chairman will invite the public, if they wish to do so, to make comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that they identify themselves and speak first. When speaking to the commission, please come to the podium, identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid repetition. The chairman has authority to set reasonable time limits in testimony, and he has the authority to terminate testimony that is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. No direct questioning or cross-examination will be allowed of the applicant, their supporters, or opponents. Any questions should be directed to the chairman, and he will direct the question to the appropriate person if he believes it is necessary and relevant. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested by or permitted by the commission. Also, individuals supporting or opposing the application will only be allowed one opportunity to address the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. We thank you. Our first public